How's your granddaughter?
Oh my gosh, she's going to be a year old on Saturday.
Look at her. Wow.
Her
eyes just light up of it.
Oh,
she's almost
I just can't
one,
tell
right?
You. Yeah, she's going to be 1 year
it's
old.
It's been a year already.
I know it. I know it. I can't believe that, to be honest. I'm just still stunned. It's gone by so fast, and we've just been, you know, totally over the moon happy with, you know, being grandparents. It's so wonderful.
That's amazing.
And so we're just, you know, we're going to get together. We're going to celebrate this one-year-old milestone and just marvel at the fact that we've all made it through.
Yeah, really.
So will Chelsea's old bedroom be Charlotte's room in the White House?
Yeah, I think that's the natural transition. You know, we have an old farmhouse that we live in north of New York City, and the rooms are kind of tiny. It's a, you know, it's great for Bill and me because we like to just get here and totally let down and, you know, not have to do anything once we're home. And so there's a room, a bedroom for Chelsea, and then there's a little attached room, you know, with a TV and stuff. So that's where Charlotte's hanging out when she comes to see us.
Mm-hmm. Any chance we'll see Chelsea move into politics? I would love that personally.
Oh, you know, I don't know. She's got this new book out, which I'm really proud of. You know, it's called It's Your World, and it's written for kids, although, frankly, anybody of any age can read it and get something out of it. And it's got examples of kids in our country and kids around the world, organizations that do things to help other people and get results. And it's going like wildfire. She's been going around talking about it. She has had a really good response, especially from kids. We had a chance to speak to some of the kids who had read it the other day, and you know, they kept saying they loved it because she didn't talk down to them. She, you know, she just acted like they could understand issues like poverty and,
right,
you know, America and around the world, or, you know, health problems like HIV or malaria or tuberculosis or all the rest of it. So I'm really proud of her because she's such a great combination of energy and focus and public service. But I don't know whether politics would ever draw her in. I think she's
she does so many great things. She has her eye and her hand and so many great things.
You know, it's a hard life.
Is it something you don't want for her? Is that something you just don't want for her?
No. No, I'd be more than happy for her to do whatever makes her happy. But, mm-hmm. I don't know that she would ever choose to actually run for office. I think she would very
especially
much
especially
like
with the
to
front row seat she's had.
Right.
That's the point. Exactly. That's the point. I mean, you know, you get out there and, you know, and from my perspective, I want to kind of get the country, you know, continue to move toward the future, build on what, you know, President Obama has done, take a lot of the lessons about how to help more people that my husband, you know, demonstrated, and, you know, kind of be positive and optimistic. And, yeah.